פרק י"ד לתורה, רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. Everyone knows that the Yerushalmi tells us in Shkolim, full of Midrash Chazal, that the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, the beginning of this week's parasha, comes as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Oibazoish tells us the obvious klotz kasha. So l'churi, the Seder should be, first the Torah should describe the Chet HaEgel, and afterwards have the tikkun, the tshuva, which is Machzis HaShekel. So the Skolenu Rebbe answers, Pashut, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalit, that Loi Hoyer Yisrael Ru'uyin Lo'isei Maisa, Yidin Bechlal were not shayach to the Chet as Dardea, they just received the Torah 40 before. The Eim should ripped up in the heavens, after Eisel Adas, Ki Hashem Ulikim, they were not shayach to Chet HaEgel. Right? In fact, therefore, why did we have the Chet? Why would the Eibishter was going to the Chet? In order to hear this Tshuva L'Rab. Grande is brought in Sfarim HaKdoshim, from Tzadikim, therefore Egel is Rosh HaTevis, Gedoyla Aveiru L'Shmo. And other Tzadikim brought a raya, that everyone knows, before Pesach we always quote the Arizal, that a Nizer, Mimashu, Chomitz, Pesach is Muftach Lai, that he won't come to an Aveir. Or but they tell here Teiras Emes is made that the Eis Ugois Matzis Ki Loi Chometz is Vikumtis where the Teira is made Teira Akdeishim is made that with Ki Loi Chometz. How did they come to this terrible mixture of Chet HaEgel? Is the Chalaya there's a Sibat Stotz. The normal order of things is, says the Skolenu Rebbe, first you have the Siba, and then you have the Mesuva. The Siba of the whole story, the whole Pekel, was the tshuva, the tikkun, which is Machzis HaShekel. And afterwards comes the mesuvah, what flowed, the consequences which flowed from the tikkun. Or you could say the pashtos, and I can't remember where, but all the sfarim speak about. Chazal generally say, it's a Gemara Megillah, that the Eibishter is normally makdim refuah lemakah. So we have the refuah, the Machzis HaShekel, and afterwards the egel. How could I understand, I'm a simple person, how does Machzis HaShekel come as a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel? Behekdim. We're in the month of Adar. Chazal tell us, Mishenichnus Odor Marbim Bisimcha. Everyone knows the Tikkun Zoyer. Bisimcha, scramble the letters, you get the word Machshov. The Ikur Tikkun, connected to this month, and we always read Parashat Gisiso in the month of Adar, is connected to Machshov. And we'll soon see that the whole Chet HaEgel is a pagam in Machshava, and the tikkun of Machzis HaShekel is also connected to Machshava, behektim, to understand what I'm talking about. Everyone knows Chazal, it's a psikta, it's various midrashim. Zohar HaKadosh says it, that Niskasha Moshe could not understand the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel until the Eibusher took out a matbeya shel eish, and he said, Zeyitnu kazeyit. So the kasha is a double-fold kasha. Every sefer you'll open asks the kasha. First of all, why did the Eibishter have to show him a matbeya shel eish? First of all, the chatchila, what was this kasha? What's so difficult in imagining a Machzis HaShekel, right? And why did the Eibishter have to show him with a matbeya shel eish? How does that answer what was difficult to Moshe Rabbein? Well, derech zeh, when the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Baba Vo, right? How do you uplift Klal Yisrael? To which the Eibishter answered, Bichitiso. How does Bichitiso, Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel, how is that Meirim Keren Yisrael? Number three, there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel, everyone quotes, Omer Shlokish, Goli V'yadu'el Esnei Misha Omer V'hoya Oilu. It was, the Eibishter knew, Esnei Misha Omer V'hoya Oilu, a rather not a common expression, that Osid Haman Lishgoil, Haman will give Aseres Alofim Kikr Kesef to the Ginzi Amelech in order to obliterate the Jews. So what did the Eibishter do? Lefichach Hiktim Shkoleim Lishgolov, and therefore the Eibishter gave us first the mitzvah of Rosh, right? Hainu Didan, Be'echad Ba'odah Mashmiyam Alashkol. Is Bechlal one has to understand in what way was the mitzvah of the Eibishter gave the whole mitzvah of Shkolim all the way back to the time of the Mishkan, because 1,000 years later, this Oisvar Haman, what does one thing got to do with the other? And how does the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel Taka undermine the evil strategy of Haman? But Bechlal, Tosfos in the Megillah Daf Tzayin, He says, Shamati, I've heard that what is the cheshbon of 10,000 kikur kesef? It works out to a matzis hashekel for each one of the 600,000 yidden who were the Yitzei Mitzrayim. Hello? To which everybody, the whole world asks, hey, wait a minute. When you have the sachakel of the matzis hashekel for shishim ribay, it ends up to be 100 meya kikur kesef. 100. Haman gave? A set of love. That's like 10,000. That's how many times more is 10,000 than 100? 100 times 100. What's this talking about? So there are those, the Chizkuni and many Meforshim explained Tosfos, that he gave not just a machzor hashekel per annum for 600,000 yidden. You give from age 20, right? And the average lifespan of a person is 70. So there's 50 years of giving. So times it by 50 and vetlech. Hello? Except the mathematics is still. So it's 5,000 kikur kesef. Why did he give 10,000 kikur kesef? So there are those who answer, for sure, the whole tumul, I'm not going to give out the whole tumul, that it was what? The shekel, hakoidesh, was kofel, was double the ordinary coinage for secular use. To which everybody asked, but lamaskona sagamara, it ain't so. So we're back, hadra kushi l'duchta, what's the cheshbin of aseres lofen kikur kesef? Even if you reckon the whole 50 years of a person giving, it's only half, not the whole. Ulahoyer, just derech agav, just throwing a gimasha, the Rechayim, the Rishon Rebbe says, kisisa, this week's parasha, it's like a gimasha, lishkoil al ginzei hamelech. Which is the reason Baal Turim says, mi ben esrim shona v'mayla, is soifetevas Haman, is all connected. But what is the connection, I have to understand, between Haman's aseres lofen kikur kesef and our mitzvah of machta shekel l'chapen l'avisik? So Tosfos in Chulin already was bothered by, what was this kasha l'moshe, right? Because the pasuk said, what can a person possibly give l'chapen l'avisik? What? You've committed such a grievous, horrible, terrible sin. How much money in the world does it cost to redeem your nefesh? Be'emes in Tanchuma, in this week's parsha, that when Moshe heard, V'nosan ish koifer nafshri, so Moshe thought, how much do you have to give? So immediately he thought, the pasuk says, Iyum, oyer bad oyer v'chol asher le'ish yitin bad nafshri. A person would give his last penny to save his life. So the Gemara said, the Medrash says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lo, is our Rabbi Yehuda. When Moshe came down from the mountain, Lahiris Amar Belibay, and he said, there's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, which says, V'hoyusun nafshech otachas nafshri, oy kikur kesef tishkur, you have to get a kikur kesef, for whatever. Therefore, every individual Jew, lechapen al nafshi, give a kikur kesef, which is an enormous sum. Then Moshe Rabbeinu Cheshbin, maybe, not a kikur kesef, maybe you have to give 100 kesef, like you have by the laws of Moshe Shemro. Or then he reckoned, maybe said no, maybe chamishim kesef, as you have by Ma'anis. Then maybe not, maybe shloshim kesef, when your shor nogach like slays kills an eved, right? Shloshim kesef. Said the Eibishter, none of the above, all you need is a machzor shekel. The Satmarov in Divrei Yoel asks, Zichur Moshe Rabbeinu, as we discussed last week, is Atzmius HaTorah, right? If Moshe Rabbeinu reckoned it has to be a kikur kesef or 100 kesef, this is Das Torah Amitis. So I would say, Taka Hadra Kush, why Tavka a Machtis HaShekel? So it doesn't Kunizoyer, when you say Eish refers to the Machshov of a person, the mind, the intellect of a person. And therefore, it's not the physical, tangible, concrete giving of a machzor hashekel that somehow supernaturally affects a kapora. When a person gives it with a machshova, with eish, with fire, with reshtukikus, with gaguim, with a rotzen, right? That is able to mechaper. And with that comes the Torum Keren Shel Yisro. When that's pshat in Chazal, hikdim shkoleim lishkolov, we're not talking simply chronologically that Haman's date of extermination was Yud Gimel, and we start from Rish Chodesh. See, the Eibishter gave the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel 1,000 years before. The Eibishter was makdim b'mailo, that the Shiklei Chodesh, the Kal Yisrael give, is infinitely more powerful, more potent than that of Haman. And that's pshat and pasuk. All the svarim akdoshim, they explain. I'm just giving you a simple, just a taste. Kisisa ezroish bnei Yisrael lifkudayim. That when a yid comes a time, the lesson is when it comes a time to do a mitzvah. Kudei Hashem yishorin. Kisisa, you have to uplift a person's machshava, right? And loyeh behem negev, that the mitzvah shouldn't bring chas v'shalom tragedy on Kol Yisrael when you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be invested with something more than the physical deed. Therefore, it says in Sforim, the Chesed Lavram, the Radomsk brings, Hashekel is gimatria avas Hashem in makoilu. Half of shekel is gimatria yira in makoilu is gimatria yira. That a mitzvah to be a mitzvah that affects has to be a mitzvah that what? There's avas Hashem and yiras Hashem and kavono attached to the mitzvah. The whole machlokes I wanted to talk about, but not now. Some other year, Mr. Hashem. Whole machlokes in shkolim if kehanim are shayach to the mitzvah of shkol. Kehanim are not shayach to the whole chetu egel. On the other hand, there's an alternative drosha in Chazal. Everyone who crossed the yamsuf. What in the world does the yamsuf crossing the yamsuf got to do with the mitzvah of shkol? So the Paparov explains, I'm not going through the whole shtickle, it's a beautiful shtickle, right? So pshat is by the yam, we know the sar shel yam, tainir halolo, oiv de avay de zora, halolo, oiv de zora, said the Eibishter to this, shoyte sheba oilum. How are you comparing oinis kerotzen, or shoyte gemezid, right? So the ikar why yidin crossed the yam, is because their machshava, their kavona was takarutsuya, even if in the oilum hamaisa they were oinis. So we see that the ikar of the shekel is what? Not just the physical giving, but the machshav. I saw from Rishon Shvadron, the Magid of Yishalayim, a murder dikavort. What happened in the time of Haman? Right? Haman's giving a seret love kiger kes. Gewalt. What's the tzuk though? Right? Haman was there's different levels of anti-Semites. This reason, that reason, this pneah, this guy wronged him, whatever, actually. Haman was an arosha who did averus lishmo. There's no pnei, it's not a personal thing. L'shem shemayim, he was a Russian marushat to destroy Kol Yisrael. For no reason whatsoever. L'mayla mitam vodas. Right? Oy bazoi, says Rishon Shvadron HaMir, when Haman came along with his final extermination, his final solution, was this oyer a kitrug in shemayim. This Russian marushat, right, is doing the aveder mamish l'shem rishus, with no other reason in the world. Where is the total purity of motive in Kal Yisrael in doing the Ratzon Hashem? Right? And therefore we begin to understand why Dafke Shkolim, where Shkolim is one mitzvah which is done over and over, Truma Lashem, etc., etc., Kofer Nafshi Lashem, over and over, is underscored the importance of doing the mitzvah, the machshava, for the right reason. And that undermines the cheshbon of the kitrug of Haman. The ikur to learn from Atzah Shekel is, it's echad, as the Gemara says, Menochis, echad amarbev, echad amamit, ubevachi yachavin libel over b'shev shemayim. In other words, the Atzah Shekel means an avoidu which is free of any negiz and any pnis, right? Al derech, le'umaz of Haman. Haman had this obsession with COVID. Incredible. The king says, what should I do? It's be a kori. So Haman gives the most elaborate covet. Maybe Taka, there's someone else the king appreciates. Can't be. The man is so out of his mind with covet, there can't be any, because he only sees himself. And later he tells Zeresh and Chachomov, right? He tells them, Roiv Osri. Kvoid Osri, Veroiv Bonov. You know how many kids he has? 208. Imagine Veroiv. It's a big mishpacha, even by Williamsburg standards. I mean, I give out 208 children. Hello? Und this is alt, v'chol, how much money he had? Reich v'kirch. V'chol ze einenu shuivili. He puts all the things that he had until I get the next shekel cover. Oh, you've kesef, Elizabeth kesef. And the lesson from Purim Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, right? Is the Kovet Shemayim has to be in the same redif of Kovet as Homa. And therefore I understand, the Iker of the Matzah Shekel is not the physical, is the Moyach. That in of Kisisa as Ruish B'nei Yisrael, to pick up the head. The Alexander Rebbe, the Munas Moshe said, a Meir Dike Vort. The Taz said in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Lamed Aleph, if you have a behemo, and the behemo is Menaneya as Rosh, it's like what do you call it? It's moving its head. It's not, it shakes, right? You have to be chayish that there's a pagam in the Moich. The opposite of that is Kisisa as Rosh, B'nei Yisrael, Chazal, it should be Zekifas Rosh. A Zekifas Rosh, if he stands there, Kisisa, it's a Kifas Rosh, is a Haraya of Taharas HaMoich. And therefore, who's the one who every year picks up Zoykif, Rosh and Shal Yisrael, Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Bivchinas, the Das of Tal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Reishis, Vaya Reishis Loi, Kishab Chalkech Moitavim, it's brought in Kehelis Yankiv and Mekubolim, that Reishis, 911, is Gimatria, Chach Mabina Vadas Dezeir, it's Moich. Who's the opposite of the Reishis of Moshe Rabbeinu? Amalek is also called the Umazer. Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek, which is Safek and Machshav Zoris, tries to be Metamtim and Metame, the Moyach of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, by Esther it says, Lahavir es Royas Homon, Droth Homon, Ves Machshavtoi Asher Choshov Al Yehudim. The Iker of Homon, Amalek, wants to be Poigim in what? Machshav. Therefore, we say in Pasuk, Rabbis Machshavis is Rosh Tevis?
Rom.
Who is Rom? Amalek. Amalek is Gimatria Rom. The mitzvah of Shkolim, it says in Svarim, is the inyan of Shikul Hadas. That a person's Das to Machshava should be attuned to the Rotsno Elyon, right? And therefore, by the way, how many letters are there in Parsha Shkolim? I've said this many times. 346, which is Gimatria Rotsin, which is, by the way, Moshe Imakoil, right? Which is Machshava plus Rotsin. Work it out. Is Gimatria 701, which is Gimatria? No, if you don't get this, you're really bad off. Tisa. Right? Picking up the head of Chal Yisrael, that a person's Machshava should be attached to the Rotsin. And therefore, Chazal say, in the Schus, where did we get the mitzvah Machshav Shekel? In the Schus of Avram, you mentioned it in those who say the Yitzris, that he gave the Shikli Ephraim, right? What was Avram's name originally, before?
Avram.
What is Avram? Aleph, Beis, Reish, Mem, Rosh Tevis, Rabbo is Machshava is Belevish. And then the Eibishter added a special letter in his name, Hey. How do you spell Hey? Three ways. Hey, Aleph, Hey, Yud. So there's three extra letters that in the Milui, it could be an Aleph, it could be a Hey, it could be a Hey or a Yud. Which is Rabbo is Machshava is Blev Ish. Vatzas Hashem. He's so good. Right? This is the Baron of Rabbi Chambra. I can explain this, whatever, but in coming again. No time to. But in other words, and therefore by Avram it says, Vashem Beirach as Avram Bakol. Chazal say that the Eibishter is Shlitei B'Yitzri. He overcame, because the Machshava of a person, that's why I always tell people, you're born upright, unlike a behemoth walks his way, that the Machshava, Meir Shalat Alev. And therefore, so about S Avram Bakol is Gimatria 701, which is Gimatria Tisa. Tisa. And therefore, just Baderach Hakdoma, that's the Indian of giving what? A Machzis a Shekel. Bepoil, you only give half of a Shekel. Shekel Gimatria Nefesh, etc. Why only a half? To note, to symbolize, to underscore that the other half that you're not papoyal giving, that's the machshava, that's the cheshek, that's the rotzen of a person. Now you understand why, although if you make a cheshbin, I'm not saying this is what Ram Shor says this. If you make a cheshbin of 50 years of each yid, shtamach riba, giving a machzah shekel, you get 5,000 kikar kesef. But the amount that you give is only really half of what you're really giving. You're giving half bepoil in a concrete, tangible way, and half is the rotz of the machshava. So it comes to cheshbon of 10,000. Alternatively, he brings from a sefer Hari B'Samim that Machshava is 100 times more chashuv than Maisa. So Klal Yisrael gave Mayas Kikar, right? But since the Ikar was the Machshava, 100 times 100 is Vayter 10,000. Then I found, after I saw what he said, I saw in the Darshas Chum Sefer a deeper word. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Zayin, Toiva Mardus Achas Belibei Shel Odom Yoyusir Mimei Malkus. One words of admonition, of musr, of chastisement in a person that enters, that penetrates a person's heart, is worth 100 makis. Dechsev the pasuk of the Mishlei, Techas Gaira B'Mevin Mehakoyis Ksil Meyam. It's a chacham, a maven, a wise person. He gets frightened, techas, from one gair, one dvar musar, more than Exil gets in 100 lashes, right? Oy bazoi. When did the story of Haman Mordechai Esther take place? It was in Golus. Today, when a yid reads the parsha, or later parsha Shkolin, was next week, right? And you have the shtoikut that unfortunately, by the same rabbin, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So that's ma'ir the shtoikut that gum the ayid for a Beis HaMikdash to be able to makayim bepoil proper maxes a shekel, not just a zechel maxes a shekel, right? So that's the gaira in the lave of a maven, right? And that's worth, the tzaddik speaks about it, and others, Sosemis. The giving of the Matzah Sashekel today, which Be'ikr is intellectually, B'machshava, spiritually, emotionally, is worth 100 times what you gave B'poyil B'zman Shabbos HaMikdashkai. L'fize v'etrech. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha. Pasuk says, V'lakachta es kesef ha-kipurim me'es classmates, whatever. V'nasata uysel avoydus oil moyed, v'hoyel of Nei Yisrael lizikor. Right? What is this? You give a machzah shekel, you take the machzah shekel, and you bring it avoydus oil moyed, and it should be Livnei Yisrael lizikor. What's this zikor? Zikor to what? Hello? What do they mean? I mean ethnos. So there's a gewaldige Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael says that Muri Dikaprat. The Gemara says in Brachos Davov. Everyone knows, same Perkei Avos, even if one person is sitting and learning alone, it's Shechina connected. Oy bazoi, what's the maila of learning in two? In the Chavrusa. So the Gemara says, Chad leimuchtevin mile b'sefer hazichrins. One person alone, what he's saying, what he's mechadish, whatever, is not inscribed in the sefer hazichrins. Train two people, it's inscribed in the Sefer Zechariah. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Malachi, it's after Shabbat HaGadol, Oz Nidberu Yireh Hashem Yishur Eyo V'Yakshem V'Yishma V'Yikostim Sefer HaZikaron L'Fonov L'Yireh Hashem U'L'Chush V'Shmoy. Said the Gemara, May L'Chush V'Shmoy Chish Shav Lasis Mitzvah V'Nenos Malav HaKosuv K'ilu Oz. Yeah, so the Maila is the Sefer HaZikaron is only for what? Two. Tells with the klutz kasha. Tosfos was asked, you know, hey, what do you mean? It says in Pirkei Avos, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtovim. So even if one fellow is learning in the privacy of his home, it's also b'sefer nichtovim. So weiter, what's the maila of two? Says the Ben Yisrael, a moiri dikad tifkait. Safe, of course, one person does a mitzvah, you do whatever, in the privacy of your home, the Ebers are right. Sefer Zikoron is a different vote, a different Sefer. What is the Sefer Zikoron? The word Zikoron, etymologically, is related to the word Zohar, male. What's the male of Sefer Zikoron, Milosh and Zohar? Because the Zohar is a moilud. You give birth, right? So a Sefer HaZikoron is pshat. It's written in this special place that even if I can't further do this mitzvah b'poyu, something which is inscribed in this unique Sefer HaZikoron, it's ma'ala olav akosuv, it happens by itself, even in a chance where mitzad onsi, I can't do it, it happens once again, and it's mu'ilid, it has a tangible effect, it has fruits. And now I understand why the Gemara says immediately, when that's had one person did a mitzvah, of course the Ebrister will be written in your brief to get, you know, Haba Shtikl Vyos. But it doesn't have any later. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Finish Gemara. Sefer Azikoron is Pshat, right? Once there's more than one person involved, even in a situation where I can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of a Poyel, Maila of a Kosov, which Kosov? Says the Beis also that which is written in the Sefer Azikoron, as if I did it. And that's, he says, Pshat, Lakato is Kesef HaKippurim, Me'ez B'nei Yisrael. L'chur, you have a mitzvah of Kapor, you give a Machzah Shekel. Who is commanded to give a Machzah Shekel? Every individual. So l'chur, it's a mitzvah of a Yochid. But you're supposed to take this individual, private, distinctive mitzvah, and you bring it to the Avodas Oil Moed, which is a Tzorach HaRabim. Once it's in a Rabim, then V'hoyel of Nei Yisrael Zikorin, that it becomes affected. Al Derech, it says in Old Tzforim, V'lakachtos Kesef HaKippurim, Kesef Miloshin, Ki Nichsuch Nichsafti L'Veis Ovi. You take the Chukun, the Gaguim, and the Machshav V'Toiva, and the Neshama forms for Seinu and Kol Oisik Pateris Eila, and it becomes every year. The Sfarim Akdash, you should say every year when you read this parsha, whether it's in this parsha or in Shkolin, right? It's as if Klal Yisrael gave Shkolin Mamish Papayel Mamish. That's how I understand. There's a Moiritiker Rameh Mifano, and is one of the great Mekubolin, who brings in a Sefer Asora Mamoris, the Maimer Ein Kol Chai, that every day, right? V'ishe Yisrael, we say in Davi. They usually makabel the karbonas. Where the karbonas are called Yisrael? So he's somewhere in Shemayim. The Rameh Mifano brings, I don't know where the mocker is, but Rameh Mifano is a mocker, Alain, right? He says every day in the mocker in Beis Amigdosh, Elio Hanovi brings up two kvasim for Tmid. I never saw it, but so says the Rameh Yisrael, the Rameh Mifano. The Tzaddik brings this, the Seifer brings this in his drashas. So Rami Fano, like, he mutzitzach, where in the world does Elio Hanovi get the Machzah Shekel, Bezman Azeh, right, to bring up his two Tmidim? He says, from the Shkolim that are created by Kal Yisrael, when we read this parsha, is Nishave Shkolim Mamish, right? And from that Elio, with that Tuzuf Lamayim. But where does it come from? Because the Shkolim represents the Haras HaMachshava, Machshava connected to Rotzen, the Chukur, the Slavus, the Gaguim of Klal Yisrael. By the way, Derech Agav, with this you have another depth of understanding why Dafka Machtes HaShekel. So the Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel and Be'ech Moshir, they bring from a Divrei Yecheskel, from the Shin of Erov. The whole long story, but I'm rushing for time here. It says in the Torah when a person commits an over a lav, you have to get malchus. How many malchus do you get? I'll just say in your Torah, your Torah, Sefer Torah is possible. In my Sefer Torah in Holy Law, it says, Arboim Yarken. Lemaisa, you get 39. So why does it say 40? So, the says the Divya Chesla Gevaldi Gevort. Based on the Gemara I just quoted before, Toiva Mardus Achas Belibe Shel Adam Yesu Meir Malchus. If you would have gotten the complete Arboim Yakenu, the person who got home, he put on a few band-aids, take some whatever, you know, or Baruch Hashem, I got my kapora. And to get him, knowing the severity that a person was murdered, Melech Malchus, Melech Magadish Baruch Hu, he's a happy man because Baruch Hashem, I've taken this Gefarlich Apekel and I'm now even, Stephen, I'm square with the Abish. Right? Start again. Said the Eberster, you need Arboim Yakenu. We're only going to give you 39. So when you go home, you're going to be so tzibroch. Even after all the pain and whatever, I didn't get kapora anyway. I'm still missing one. And that's the Gaira Achas, that one makas. So you get, and that's worth more than all the makas that you got. So it's Hak Arboim Yakenu. Even though Bepoel, I'm only giving you 39, but the emotional malka of not getting 40 makas, that's going to complete it. Says the Satmar Rav, that's why you should be emes bring a shekel. Shekel to give out your nefesh. L'chaper al nefesh zeichem. But we're only going to give you a half. And to know that the other half, that's going to be nishlim by your machshava, by your gaguim, by your shtekel goes for something higher. Okay, achrei hadvorim ha'el, this akdomah. Now we could begin to appreciate a bit how does Matzah Shekel come to atone for the Chetuim. Now, I don't have the time, unfortunately. It needs a whole new treatment. What exactly was the Chet Uegel? Kiyaduah is Anashir, Meforshim, Midrashim, Chazals. But on a simple level, Farnoshim Ker Kain, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samachim. Rabbi Yochanan says, statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Il Mole Vav in Helucha, which is plural with the Vav, wouldn't finished. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi, it's Mahalikas Tanoi. Acherim Oimrim, who is Acherim? Rabbi Meir, you know from the Gemara, Harius, Dafyu Gimel, right? He says the same word. If not for the Vov and Alucha, right? So the Pashtus, you learn Pshat, that Kal Yisrael Takad the Cheto Egel was only the Mishtatif Shem Shemayim and Dovarach, right? There was a partnership. There is an Abishur, took us out of Mitzrayim. A bird. And then there's also this Kelbel, right? So because they still believed in an Abishur, therefore they were saved. Says Rav Shir, Amrle Rav Shir Meyachoy, Rav Shir Meyachoy says to the mayor, hello? HaChazal say, built Hashem levadui, that I call him Mishtatif, Shem Shemayim, and Dover Acher, is Nekar Mena Oilum, that's Mamish Gevel. Elo what? She evil, who's hard? I'm not getting, whatever. How you understand Pshat in Reb Shimon and Rashbi, this you need like about 20 hours to understand. There's many answers. Look at all the Malachim today. The simplest answer is the Shilas Yavitz. Right? Shepshat is, very simply, the first opinion says they were the Shituf. You know what Shituf is? There's the Ebrister Kvayachle. You know, by Tzadikim didn't even mention the word Egel. The visions of Rebbe and Rechaim say Ayin Gimel Lam. They don't even mention the word, like Chometz and Pesach. You don't mention, right? Anyway, there's the Ebrister, and there's also Yimishtatif Shem Shemayim, right? According to Rashbi, no, it wasn't equal a partnership here. They knew the Ebrister is the Ebrister. Aber he's going to be the representative, the minister, the whatever. Alikol Delikayas, the Gemara says in Menachos. I'm not getting involved in whatever. But I'm not going to allow this whole bunch of, this is totally machlokes between Rishonim, the Rabbein Yeruchim, and many other Rishonim. See, Bnei Noach are nitzava on Shituv. Is it from, whatever, it's a whole tumult, the Ramo, with the Kiv Eger, the Yehuda, and there's all the ganze machlokes in Peck. And something that's goofy, the machlokes, is the machlokes between Remeir and Rishim. But I see from here you saw that Shimon Bar Yochai was a lot more machmir, right, in the Isra of Zora than Remeir. Remeir was more mekel, vidavi shituf, etc., much more than, to understand a bit, to give us a bit of, let me try to explain briefly. Everyone knows when it says in Pasuk, Olisa Lamorim Shaviso Shevi, right, that for order for Moshe Rabbeinu, we discussed this many times, the Chido brings the Shem HaGdolim, the Tzvich Tzachomim, and all the cats. In order for Moshe to receive the Torah, it was Nisaber and him the Neshama of Rav Shimon. Why? What do you need Rav Shimon? Moshe could not get the Torah unless Rav Shimon Bayachoy was there. Where does he come to the picture? I'll try to explain Rav Shimon Lishitasa here. A famous chazal, Rashi brings, school child knows, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, right? But the Korban, Zoytairas HaOyla here, says Rashi, Omar Reb Shimon, what Tzav means what? Zeros. Says Omar Reb Shimon, where do you need be'ikar zeros? B'mokam she'esh chisorinkis. Yeah? How many mitzvahs do you do every day, every month, every year, they have a chisorin kis, you buy tefillin, you buy mezuzahs, you buy dalminim for thousands, what? Yeah. For simple, dafka by an oiler. I dafka need a special zeros, miyadol, a doyer, the fact you're talking about kayanecha hakdoishim. They're not people into real estate, the stock market, geld spiel is kind of for dafka by an oiler, the kahanim need a zeros. What's going on here? Okay. To understand this, to understand why in Zohar HaKadosh, there's so many chumris that you don't have, I'll be straight halacha, right? The Gemara says in the Shabbos, if you're koyis, right, to the extent that you're what? You throw your money on the floor, you break your kalim, kilo evid avay dezor. In Zohar it says nothing of the kind. If kolak koyis, kilo evid dezor. No, it doesn't have to be to that many times here. there's a beautiful, what I'm saying now is from, what's his name? The Rosh HaKoel in Belz, Pinchas Friedman. A simple, beautiful word, which is the Yisoid. Let me be makdim something. I have no time to elaborate. There's a famous, in the Sichus Musar, Chaim Shulevitz. I said this 1,000 times, one of my favorite Yisoidus. The Gemara says in Chagiga, remember that Remeir was walking behind Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who's on a horse on Shabbos, to learn Torah from him. You can imagine the scene. Remeir, right? He's learning Torah from Acher on Shabbos, riding a horse. And he tells him, okay, Atkan, Chazor b'cho. You're about to reach Tchum Shabbos. He says, Afat, why don't you b'cho? He says, I've told you many times that I heard me, Achariah Pargud, Shuvu ban Mshayv, Mchutz Miach. I'm beyond redemption. Says, Toysvis al-Asar, what happened to poor old Acher? Went off the beaten track. Right? What happened to him? Toysvis says, Yushal, that Elisha ben Avuya, Acher, told Remeir that my father, Avuya, was from the Gedolei Yerushalayim, and he came to my bris, and he invited all the Gedolei Yerushalayim, and there was Rabbi Lezer HaGadol, and Rabbi Shua, and they were sitting and learning Torah, and a fire descended from heaven, and Avuya, you've come to burn down my house? This is the Koyach of Torah. I'm not going to burn your house down. Oybazoi, that's the Koyach of Torah. If my son survives, I'm going to dedicate his life to Torah. Ober Heyoyz, that his what? His kavanah was shaloi l'shem shemayim. He wanted the godless of whatever. Therefore, he failed. Right? Ask Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Oh, wait a minute. The Gemara 2 seconds later says, "My Acher, how did Acher slip from Yiddishkeit? He listened to Zemer Yevoni. He listened to Goyish music. Another opinion: when he got up from the Beis Hamedrash, the Sifrei Minim Noshru Micheik. He fell off the Sifrei Minim. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, you know where he went? Haywire, he saw the loshen of chutzpes hameturgemon was being nigger ba'offer, right, by a dover acher. And he said, this is the pemapik margolia, and therefore he went out to left gears. The theodicy had a problem. Hello? Now here you tell me it got to do with his bris. Said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I yesuid in Yiddishkeit. There's fruits for good and for bad, and they grow. And they have an immediate effect. But everything where you see the effect, there's a shayrish for good or for bad. And in the side of evil, there's a shayrish peyre roish v'lano, which later, it could be years later, is goyrim, these peyres run this titzo. So avada, he listened to goyish music. And then he had red sifrei minim. And that's why when he saw a question, billions of other people could have seen the Lashon of Chutzas HaMeturgamon. They didn't go crazy, they didn't come fry, right? But he, because he first read Sifrei Aminim. And why did he read Sifrei Aminim? Because he listened to Goyish music. And why did he listen to Goyish music? What is the Yesod? What is the Sheirish Peirah Rosh Velano? Because at his bris, he was dedicated for Torah Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. And that, he says, Pshat is by the Egla Ruf, it says, Kapr la'amchi Yisrael, the Sifrei says, it's a kapara not only for the Chayim, but the Mesim. That means it could be generations back. That's what Yankov Avinu said, that by the Maisa of Zimri, and later in the Maisa of Korach, don't mention my name there. Korach ben Yitzhar ben Gos ben Levi Shteitnish ben Yankov. Aha! So you fooled me. Now I didn't know that he's an Einikel of Yankov. I thought he comes from Japan. I know that. I know Gos. I know Levi. What do you mean? Don't attribute. That means don't claim that there's a Shirish in Yankov from which a Zimri or a Gos of Korach could have come. Al derech zeh. In other words, I've said many, many times here, the famous story with the Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk, same story with the Choyzer, that he was making tashlich. And tashlich, the meaning is that you throw off breadcrumbs. So the Lashon Hazov, Revolf, with the Rav of Lezhensk, he was an old man, he died, I think, 112, 113. He bent down, he picked up the breadcrumbs and put it in his pocket. The same said to the Rapshitzer and the Choyzer. So he said, like, what are you doing? My Rebbe's Averis, if I would do them, they'd be mitzvahs. Everything is relative, the context, the person. Al derech zeh, you find by Sedoim, The Eibishter says, Erdono, I'm going down to see Akatsakosa boy like Osu, Kalov, Yimlaive. The Eibishter go down. Mishamayim, he bit Hashem, Rosko, Breyodom. He could sit on this throne in Eilam or wherever, in Eilam Abriya, and know what's going on. What do you got, Erdono? This is a famous word from Rabbi Yankov of Nerol, one of the Talmidei Achoizer. Beautiful word. Sometimes there's an Aveira. Aber this is an Aveira not down here in this world. It's an Aveira in Ruchnis, in the world of Atzilus, in the world of Machshava, it's an Aveira. Says the Eibusher, there's something, I don't have to, I'm not going to look at it from my perspective up here in the cosmos. Erdono, I'm going to go down to see if this is an Aveira vis-a-vis the context, the matzah of people down here. What's pshat? I've discussed this many times with famous Arvi Nachal. When Chazal tell us, Bereishis Baralikim, B'tchila Olam Achshav Aliver Yisrael Elam Midas Adin, Roh She'en Elam Miskayim, Shitivim Yisrael Achman, that is the Eibusher got it wrong first time, and therefore he went to plan B, that's a Pikurus. Elamai, the Eibusher created this world with Basar Mamors. The higher worlds are created with machshava. They're closer. They're more edel. They're more ruchnis. In the higher worlds, there's no yitzhar. There's no havamin otherwise. In the higher worlds, the Eibishter judges takab and midas hadin. In oylam ha-machshava, there's midas hadin. In oylam ha-maise, in this world, which is an eruv of toivara, right, then the Eibishter saw, this oylam can't be miskayim. You need a sheet to eat temper and midas hadin. With midas harach. And that's pshat that Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktikim tzadikim chut asayr. Right? Because tzadikim are maila, they're neshamas, they're connected to a higher world. Like by, when the Gemara says in Menuchas, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the future, and he saw what's going to happen to Rabbi Kiva, the sorkir es besorim masekel shol barzul. It says, zutayr of zuzchora, what is the Abishter's answer? Shesoik, kach Allah, because Rabbi Kiva is shayach to what? That's why the minhag Yisrael is that on your side people fast. Why do you fast? Because the person's judged. Every neshama is judged every year on the earth. But they already went through Yud Beis Chodesh. The fellow's been dead for 50 years. Pshat is every year to come to another maila in a higher world. There's a new din. By the way, this is Pshat in this week's parsha. The Eibusher tells Moshe, raid out down from the mountaintop, down into the people. Kishich es amcha, right, etc. etc. Says Chazal, and I'm moiri the Chazal. Ata moitzi b'shol she'omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechreiki shichas amcha, hoya toifes haluchas, Moshe grabbed hold of the luchas, v'lo hoya mamin shechat, he didn't believe it. Omer, im eini roya eini mamin. If I don't see it with my own eyes, I don't believe it. When did he break the luchas? When he comes down off the mountain. How do you understand this Chazal? The Eibishter told him, lechreiki shichas amcha. Says Moshe, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. And Chazal, the Medrash afterwards, the Efshe Shloheh, Moshe Mamin Bakodesh Baruch Hu Shomerle El Hodiya Moshe Derech Eretz Yisrael Afilu Od Mushameya Dover Men Ayok Neman Also Lekabel Edu Seis Lasu Dover Opin. What does that mean? You just saw yourself being able. The Pshat is the Eibusher says Leich Reiki Shiches Amcha, but it could be that the Hashchasa, the Avodah Zarah, is Lefi Darga in a higher world. It could be a ki'ilu of David Zor. Maybe they were koi, maybe they got angry. Maybe they were baligaiva, which is all ki'ilu of David Zor. Therefore, I don't believe it begashmi is that it's a physical until he sees physically an egel in this world. You with me? And that's the mail of Shem Bayachoy who brought the hasogis from the malachim tainit trohid chalashamayim, the orange chaps. Mal Yuludisha Beneinu said the Eibishter, said Haslam Shuva, Zdafka, in this world, a person could do a physical mitzvah, but it has repercussions, it has consequences, it affects Hecherevel. Who was the one who showed how things down here, our mitzvahs, Gashmim, affect? That's the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And with this you answer, this is the Priya 8, from Mendel Batavskar, Moirid de Gevort. Lefizavet, it answers something else. A korban oil. Let's go back. Tzavus b'nei Yisrael. You need zeros. Mokum sheish chistorin kis. Korban oil. What is the korban oil? Says the Gemara, right in Zvochim. Korban oil does not come for kapora. Korban oil comes. No. Right? But Marshall Adam Sarach Bamelech Virit Sehu Ali De Praklitov Kishabola Hakriv the Kabalpanov, he brings the door. So said Rav Shirma Yehoi. Right? Nichnas Praklit, Nichnas Dornach. It's a gift to come back to the same intimate relationship before. The same Rav Shirma Bayachoy says, La Oilam Ain Oila Bo El Arhuri Halef. So is it a kapara or not? The emes is in this world, Hu Asher Dibarnu. We have a Gemara in Kiddushin which says the Ebushin does not punish a person for Machshav Ro. Right? But in the Hecher worlds, Machshav Ro, if I had the time, I would go through 1,000 shtiklach, gewalt. On Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos. Yeah? Hello? On Shabbos, Dover She'enim Miskavin, also Ramutr. Rav Shimon says it's mut. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also. Mamet Plige says the Adamineser Nagdomet Egletal. If you say Dover She'enim Miskavin is what? Mutr, because we go Bosser Machshova. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you go Bosser Maisa. And this is a machlikis all over Shas. Like Ba'imer, your people of Makasha, all the Shitas of Rav Shimon all over Shas. It's Gevaldik. Mitzvah Strichas Kavona, Machloikis. If you hold that Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter, right? It's Chara, you go Basar Machshova. If you go Basar Machshova, Mitzvah Strichas Kavona. It's all the Shitasam and a bunch of Shailah. It's Gevald. Right? Oy Bazoi by Rav Shimon, the Iker is not only the way things are in this world, the way things are. I'll give you another example. I have no time to elaborate. Ein Oin Shimon Adin. Right? You can't use the Kal V'Chomer to. Everyone holds that. Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds in the Gemara, Oin Shin Min Hadin. Therefore, Rav Shimon bar Yochai would hold that Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker is the Tam, the Machshava, the Erhurim, is also Ki Iker. And not like the Ravid, you get punished for it. Why? Because according to Rav Shimon, it's a Shitasi all over, the Iker is not only the actions of the person. The simple point I want to bring in, it's not only Torah Yiddishkeit, it's not only about actions, it's about the Tamki Iker, it's about the Machshava, it's about the, right? Therefore, what, you know what I'm saying? It's not just relative to here and now in the Oy Bazoi, I understand why, where according to one person, something is not Avodah Zorah. I'm not trying to elaborate the whole, according to Rav Shimon, it's Avodah Zorah. When you say that Shkol V'shtativ Shem Shemayim V'dover Achar Ne'akar Min HaOilam, say all the Svarim Akdushim. This is not only literally in idolatry, in heathen. It means when a person is it does something. By the way, there are 10 commandments in the 10 commandments. Yeah, there are 10 memories. Which is the maimer again corresponding to Leilcha, the second? Bracious Nami Maimeru, the second Lehir. What do you know about the Lehir? It didn't happen. The aim is by Lehir, but that Ur was Nignas for Tzadikim. Why was that not happened? Says the Samach Dovid, Reb Dovid Dinover, the son of Meis Osher, because only people who are tzaddikim, like Rishon Yehoi, holy people who are taka toyim from the Aragonos, they tap into that. By them, they could do everything Shem Shemayim without any pnius, without any negias, and therefore for everyone else is hidden. And that's the lesson to learn from Matzis HaShekel, as we've explained, how it connects and atones for the golden calf when a person has an eruv of good and bad. Shem Shemayim, Shaloylu Shem Shemayim, Zvetachurd. In other words, the point, I just saw, just to give you a simple example, I saw an article. Someone gave me these old magazines. So someone, one of the Jewish magazines, they had this article about Foigra. So Gestapt against. They force feed geese. And the liver becomes 10 times bigger, right? And this in Hungary was a big machlikas, but it's also for that. It's a ton of welt and they stopped against, right? So now that they've had a new thing with medical, and then Rabbonim, and they found up as a heter, the Chuli Alma, they claim, right? So somewhere in the Hudson Valley of New York State, they're now having stuffed geese, when it's supposed to be a gewaldige delicacy. It costs a biontiga every ounce, is like a whatever, yeah? The next week, a lady wrote a sharp letter against it. It says, Itaka may be kosher, but it stinks. It's rotten. So like, I'll backtrack a little bit. But the point is, you can have something which literally is kosher in this world. Right? You're not the Abish of Mayanish Machshav or whatever. It's 100% kosher chapter and verse with Honor. Aber mitzad de neshama. That's why every year, as you know, neshama, therefore, Oilo. as your neshama goes out, this world, you're a guf and a neshama. The guf is the kiss for the neshama, the nartik for the neshama. Aber b'yoyset zorech lezareh, says Reb Shimon dafka, b'mokom sheyesh kisor and kiss. There'll come in a day where you will be judged not just mitzad your guf, the maisa avir, but mitzad the machshava, which is for the erhurim, for the machshava, and your desire, and that is none of these hatir. There's a different kinei amida, a different test. And the Eivis Helfen Taka, we should Taka Bizuicha, when you read this parasha, the Mekasha Machshava with the Eivis is wrong. I get so much.